Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love a Masquerade, transcribed.
Sit down here, Cherry.
Yes?
Hey, Jack, what'd you send Reggie out for?
Special job that needed to be done at once.
Oh. Well, hello, Cherry. Ain't you happy?
No.
Well, neither is your big brother Job here, so that makes two of you.
Yes, I know.
Well, ain't you going to say hello to your little sister, Job?
We don't need small talk. My sisters and I understand each other.
That's just the trouble. We don't.
We don't what?
Understand each other. We all want to love you so much, Job. And you won't let us.
You crazy little fool.
Job, don't talk to me like that.
Don't you know these men brought you down here just to hear you talk?
But I haven't got anything to say they shouldn't hear.
Oh, you haven't, huh?
No. Did you think I did?
Look, I don't know anything about it. I wish somebody'd give me a drink.
Has he had anything while I was up getting Cherry?
Nope, not a drop.
All right, pour him another jigger.
Jigger? It's not even a drop of water on a hot stove.
Job, I wish you wouldn't drink.
Yeah.
Yes. Why do you?
The same reason Faye indulges herself in vulgar language. The same reason Hope's devoting her life to chauffeurs. The same reason you...
What, Job? What am I?
The same reason you're the way you are.
But what am I? What is it I am? I want to know. I've got to know.
Can't you see she's driving me nuts? Why don't you pull her off?
I wish you'd answer a question, Job. What did you mean, she's the way she is?
No, thank you. And have them on my neck?
Them?
That's right. Cherry's mysterious they, the little people.
Hey, you believe they are around, too?
Very much around. They are going to destroy this house before they're through.
Not while we're here to prevent it.
Yes, they will. Because they will have completed the job here before you realize who they are. The Martins will come to ugly and early deaths one by one. It'll seem so strange, so unnatural, utterly unsolvable, and all the time they will be right under your nose. They... These murdering little people who've been closing in on Cherry and the rest of this household. Now, will you please give me another shot of that brandy?
Jack. Jack, look at Cherry. Why does she eat?
Cherry. Cherry, do you hear me?
Oh. Oh, yes. I was thinking.
About what?
I didn't know anyone realized how dangerous they were, except me.
There's not a bit of blood in your face. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right. But now I know why Job is drinking so much.
Why is Job drinking? Well, why?
Because he's as frightened as I am.
Is that true, Job?
No.
Mr. Packard.
Yes?
Where are Faye and Hope and Grandma?
Faye and Hope are locked in their bedrooms. Your grandmother's in her suite on the third floor.
Could they come down here?
I suppose they could, if there's any good reason for it.
Yes, there is.
I'll have to know what it is first.
Job has something to tell all of us.
Job?
Hey, what are you talking about?
I promise you. I promise you he will tell something. But everybody's got to be here.
You might as well save yourself the trouble. I haven't got anything to say to anybody.
If he doesn't tell you, I will. I promise.
She's crazy.
I don't know. But I think we'll try it. Doc.
Yeah?
Go up and ask Grandma Martin to come down here. Then get Faye and have her help you bring Hope down.
Wake Hope up if she's still asleep?
Yes, she may still be a little weak.
Okay.
Oh, just a minute. See that she's warmly dressed. Person coming out of a heavy dose of chloroform's in danger of pneumonia.
Yeah, I'll take care of her.
Look here, Packard, I don't like this.
You don't like what?
It just happens I don't want to see my grandmother right now.
Why not?
That's my affair.
Sorry, you'll have to stay.
I haven't got anything to say, and neither is Cherry.
But I have, Job.
I'm not going to stay, and that's all there is to it.
Job, sit down.
You heard what I said.
I said sit down. I punched you once tonight, and I can do it again if I have to. When are you going to sit down?
You're being almighty high-handed in this house.
Your grandmother gave me full authority. Now sit down and relax.
Strong arm method.
Yeah, that's better. Sometimes a strong arm is the only thing people understand.
At least give me another drink.
No. You've had enough for now.
I've never had enough. I never will have enough.
Enough of what? Well, speak up. Enough of what?
Job thinks he needs a drink, Mrs. Martin.
Nonsense. Everyone tries to make Job appear worse than he is. Job, dear, would you like a cup of coffee?
No, I wouldn't like a cup of coffee.
Oh, don't be naughty now, Job.
Oh, nuts.
Hello, Grandma.
What's wrong with you now?
Nothing. Nothing, Grandma.
And I'd like to know who moved the chairs in this library.
Chairs?
Certainly. They're not where they belong at all.
Well, I'm afraid I'm responsible for that.
Indeed. Well, they go right back where they belong. Get up, Terry.
Yes, Grandma.
May I help you?
You know where they go?
Oh, I'm afraid not.
Well, then stand out of the way.
Just as you like.
Well, hello. Did someone touch one of Grandma's precious chairs?
Oh, hello, Faye.
Hi, Mouse. Hello, Job. How's drinking these days?
Ha ha, great joke.
Come on, Grandma, relax.
Mind your manners, Faith Martin.
Oh, those chairs of hers have been sitting in exactly the same spot in the library for 40 years. She knows where they belong to the fraction of an inch.
I certainly do. There. Now, the room looks like something.
Where's Doc and Hope?
They're coming. Hope's feeling pretty good, so I came on down. What's happening now?
Cherry and Job have an interesting surprise for us.
Oh, Job's not going to confess he's responsible for the baby, is he?
Don't be vulgar, Fay. Take your own chair, Cherry.
Yes, Grandma.
Job, come here to your chair beside me.
Look, Grandma, will you lay off me tonight?
Job.
All right, Grandma, anything you want.
Say, what is this? What do you mean, Job's own chair?
Some more of Grandma's discipline. When we were kids, we each had our own chair, and every evening we had to sit in that particular chair and listen to Grandma read to us.
Kept you from running the streets.
You mean all these years you've always sat in the same chair in its same position?
It was the law.
You must have ruled with an iron hand, Mrs. Martin.
I did, and I'm proud of it.
Yes, but you're not quite so proud of what you made out of this, are you?
I'll thank you not to blame inherent wickedness onto me. Any bad in you children came from your mother's side of the family.
You leave our mother out of this, Grandma.
You can take it. Our mother wasn't a Martin.
And that she probably died to get out from under the thumb of Grandma.
Job, you've never said an unkinder word in your life.
That pays you back for your jab at our mother.
Oh, you're an ungrateful boy, Job.
Okay, I'm ungrateful.
Yeah, everybody's in the library.
Oh, here they come.
They're kind of weak. You better sit down here.
Hope, take your own chair.
Hey, what you mean? Hope's in no condition to walk.
She can walk over here to her own chair.
Well, I swear to Grandma.
It's all right. I'm wobbly, but I'm game. Come on.
Well, I don't mind telling you, Grandma. The more I see you, the more I don't like you.
Keep a civil tongue in your head.
There you are. Okay?
Yes, I'm perfectly all right.
Well, I think this is your first appearance among the living, if you call this living, since your attack of chloroform.
Yes, and it's nice being alive, if you're interested.
I want to ask you a question about that later.
About being alive?
No, about who did it.
Well, I can save the interview right now by saying I was asleep when it happened.
You didn't wake up while it was being given?
If I did, I went right out again.
And you've no idea who did it?
No.
Not even whether it was a man or a woman?
No.
Come now, what's all this about? I think you asked for our presence down here, didn't you, Mr. Packard?
That's right. This is to be Cherry's show. Cherry and Job's.
What's the matter? Have they been after her again?
This has nothing to do with they.
Yes, it does. It has everything to do with them.
I understood either Job here was going to make a confession or that you were going to make the confession for him.
What sort of nonsense is this?
It's true, Grandma. It's true.
Job, what are you going to confess?
Nothing. Cherry's got bats in her belfry, and they've got her going in circles.
Mr. Packard, you mean you brought us all down here simply on the word of this neurotic girl?
I'm not neurotic. You don't say that about me.
Mrs. Martin, if you'll please just let me go ahead with this in my own way.
But the child's utterly irresponsible.
Please. Oh. Now then, Job.
Don't look at me. I haven't anything to say.
Cherry?
Job, why don't you tell them? Why don't you make a clean breast of the whole thing?
What are you talking about?
The murder of the chauffeur.
Cherry Martin, are you accusing your brother Job?
Be still, Mrs. Martin.
I never heard anything.
Mrs. Martin.
Well, I never did.
Is that what you're doing, Cherry? Accusing Job of the chauffeur's murder?
Yes.
Why, you little double-cross...
It doesn't matter, Job. It doesn't matter. You'll never be punished for it.
You're crazy. I suppose I'm the one who tried to chloroform Hope here, huh? Suppose I've been pushing you downstairs and slashing you.
Just a minute, Job. Cherry, what do you mean he'll never be punished for it?
Because they'll get him before the law does.
Cherry, what do you mean?
It's true, Hope, it's true.
Are you trying to give us all the creeps?
Why are you all looking at me like that? Stop looking at me like that, do you hear?
So the good-natured drunk killed the chauffeur, and they are going to get him before the law does, eh?
Can I help it if that's the way it is? Can I? Can I?
Doc.
Yeah?
Keep an eye on Job.
You bet you. If you ask me, Jack. Hey, who turned out the light?
Somebody turn it on again.
Quiet. Listen.
The baby.
Doc, get the light on.
I got to feel my way around. Darned if it don't sound like it's right here in this room.
Hurry up. Turn on that light.
Got it.
All right. Everyone stay right where he is. You all right? All of you?
I don't want to be vulgar, but I feel like something laid a hard-boiled egg in the pit of my stomach.
The baby cried. It's a warning. It's a warning to Joe.
Nonsense. I won't have it.
What I want to know is how those lights were turned off. No one was within 6 feet of that switch.
But the baby, the warning.
Doc, you stand there right beside that switch from now on.
Okay, feller. I'd like to see it.
Job. Job.
He's been shot through the head.
The gun with the silencer.
Yes.
Oh, Job, darling. Oh, Job. Job.
Didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you? They want all of us dead.
Further transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Frank McCarthy speaking.